This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, walhamdulillah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 7, Ad-Darsu Sabi'u, of book 2 of the Arabic language Medina syllabus, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will move on to Ad-Darsu Thaminu, lesson number 8, and we will complete lesson number 8 in this majlis, insha'Allah. Lesson number 8 is a little bit of muraja'ah, revision, walhamdulillah, and the same with regards to Ad-Darsu Tasi'u, lesson number 9, we will also discuss, we will also see insha'Allah in the future, that this is also a little bit of revision with regards to the concepts, the words that we've already learned, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, without any further ado, we move on to Ad-Darsu Thaminu, lesson number 8, walhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lesson number 8. You have in front of you a block. And in this block here, you have various categories. We have, for example, on the top, Al-Mufrad, singular. Al-Jam'u, plural. So we have one row or one column full of singular words, and then the next column, and this is plural. As for the various rows, we have number 1, al-ghaib. Ghaib meaning absent, third person. Ghaib, absent. I'm talking about Ahmed in America. I'm talking about Salim, who is right now in Philippines. Not here. He's not listening to me. He's not part of the conversation. He's the third person. He is the ghaib, the absent one. And then we subdivide this into mudhakkar and muannath, masculine and feminine. Let's see. Number 1. Hamidun dhahaba. Hamid went. Hamidun dhahaba. Hamid went. This is singular form, only one Hamid, and it is masculine. It's a guy, Hamid. Whereas singular feminine, Aminatu Zahabat. Aminatu Zahabat. Notice the difference between the two. Hamidun Zahaba, whereas Aminatu Zahabat. Excellent. Now, what about the same type of sentence, but in the plural, in the jam'? Let's see. Number 1. Hamidun, wa Hishamun, wa Aliyun. Hamid and Hisham and Ali. Will it still be Zahaba? No, rather it's plural now. So it will be Zahabu. Hamidun, wa Hishamun, wa Aliyun. Zahabu, mashaAllah. What about if it is 3 females who went? What happens in that case? Let's see. Aminatu, wa Zainabu, wa Maryamu, Zahabna. Note the difference. Aminatu, wa Zainabu, wa Maryamu, Zahabna. When it was a group of males, we said Zahabu. When it was a group of females, we said Zahabna. 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 Excellent. So we discussed singular and plural, and we went through the discussion via the masculine and the feminine. Singular, masculine, feminine, plural, walhamdulillah. This was all with regards to what? Ghaib. They are not present. I'm talking about Hamid. I'm talking about Hisham and Ali and Amina and Zainab. I'm talking about them third person, ghaib, walhamdulillah. Now the next one, مخاطب, second person. The person I'm speaking to, the one I am talking to, the مخاطب, the خطيب, he's giving a khutbah. Who are the people in front of him? They are listening to this khutbah. They are the مخاطب. They are the ones he is speaking to and addressing. Let's see number one. مذكر, masculine. أنت ذهبت, you went. أنت ذهبت, you went. I'm not talking about Hamid. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking to you. You, the one who's standing in front of me. أنت ذهبت, you went, O brother. You went, O Suleiman. أنت ذهبت, you went. If I'm talking to a group of males in front of me, I would say, أنتم ذهبتم. أنتم ذهبتم. أنتم ذهبتم. أنت ذهبت. أنتم ذهبتم. أنت ذهبت. أنتم ذهبتم. Plural. أنت ذهبت. You went. أنتم ذهبتم. You all or you people went. Feminine version. المؤنث. أنت ذهبت. You went. أنت ذهبت يا فاطمة. أنت ذهبت. You went. Group of females, you speaking to them. أنتن ذهبتن. أنتن ذهبتن. أنتن ذهبتن. So we've covered now third person and second person. We did each one of them masculine and feminine. Masculine singular, masculine plural. Feminine singular, feminine plural. Walhamdulillah. What's left? المتكلم, first person, the one who's speaking, the one who is talking. And here it makes no difference. The masculine or the feminine makes no difference. Suleiman's talking about himself. Fatima's talking about herself. It's the same. Walhamdulillah. Suleiman would say, أَنَا ذَهَبْتُ. أَنَا ذَهَبْتُ. I went. Fatima would say, أَنَا ذَهَبْتُ. I went. Suleiman says, نَحْنُ ذَهَبْنَا, we went. Fatima would say, نَحْنُ ذَهَبْنَا, we went. It's the same. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. This block here, these rows and these columns are super, super, super important. Memorize them, understand them, know them fully, know them super, super well in your mind, because it is super, super important. Walhamdulillah. This will repeat itself a million times. And so please, please, please study it well, understand it. Third person, second person, first person. Masculine, feminine, singular and plural. Walhamdulillah. With that, we begin the exercises, tamareen. تمرين رقم واحد, exercise number one. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع الفعل ذهب. Complete the following sentences by putting in the verb ذهب في الفراغ in the blank spaces and adjusting it appropriately. أين الطلاب الجدد؟ أين الطلاب الجدد؟ Where are the new students? أين الطلاب الجدد؟ Where are the new students? أين الطلاب الجدد؟ Where are the new students? Something إلى المدير. Something إلى المدير. We want to say what? We want to say went to the principal. They went to the principal. We're talking about a group of students. We can't say ذهب. ذهب is one. We can't say ذهبت. That would be a female. Rather, we want to talk about a group of males that have gone. What would we say? ذهبوا إلى المدير. ذهبوا إلى المدير. ذهبوا إلى المدير. They have gone to the principal. So the first answer, ذهبوا إلى المدير. Number two. نحن something إلى الملعب. نحن something إلى الملعب. We something to the playground. نحن ذهبنا. نحن ذهبنا. We went to the playground. نحن ذهبنا إلى الملعب. Simple one. Number three. أين something بعد الدرس يا إخواني؟ أين something بعد الدرس يا إخواني؟ We went after lesson, oh my brothers, group of brothers. So Aina, I'm talking to them directly. Aina dhahabtum ba'da darsi? Where did you people go after the lesson, ya ikhwani, oh my brothers? Number 4. Asamthing ila suqi al-yawma ya abi? Asamthing ila suqi al-yawma ya abi? Adhahabta ila suqi? Adhahabta, did you go to the marketplace? Al-yawma, today, ya akhi, ya abi, oh my father. Adhahabta ila suqi al-yawma ya abi? Did you go to the marketplace today, oh my father? Al-yawma, it's a zarf indicating place or time. That's why it's got a fatha. Number 5. Ana ma something ila al-maktabati al-yawma? Ana ma what? I didn't go. I'm talking about myself. أنا ما ذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم. أنا ما ذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم. أنا ما ذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم. I did not go to the library today. Number 6. أمي something إلى المستشفى. Talking about my mother. She's not here. Third person. أمي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. أمي ذهبت إلى المستشفى. My mother went to the hospital. Number 7. Something لزيارة خالتكن يا بناتي. I'm talking to my daughters. أذهبتُنَّ I'm talking to my many daughters directly. أذهبتُنَّ لِزِيَارَةِ خَالَتِكُنَّ يَا بَنَاتِي. أذهبتُنَّ لِزِيَارَةِ خَالَتِكُنَّ يَا بَنَاتِي. Did you people go to visit you people's aunt? Oh, my daughters. Number 8. Blank أخي إلى المطاري. Something أخي إلى المطاري. ذهب أخي إلى المطاري. ذهب أخي إلى المطاري. My brother went to the airport. ذهب أخي إلى المطاري. ذهب أخي إلى المطاري. Number 9. أخواتي something إلى الكلية. أخواتي something إلى الكلية. أخواتي ذهبنا. أخواتي ذهبنا إلى الكلية. أخواتي ذهبنا. We're talking in the third person here, talking about these females. أخواتي ذهبنا إلى الكلية. My sisters went to the faculty. Number 10. أسمثين إلى المدرسة يا عائشة. أذهبتي إلى المدرسة يا عائشة. أذهبتي إلى المدرسة. أذهبتي إلى المدرسة يا عائشة. أذهبتي إلى المدرسة يا عائشة. Excellent. Did you go to the school, O عائشة? والحمد لله. Exercise number 2. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل ماض مناسب في كل من الأماكن الخالية. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate fi'il madi, with the appropriate past tense verb. Let's see. Asamting al-adhana ya Muhammadu. Asami'ta al-adhana ya Muhammadu. Asami'ta al-adhana ya Muhammadu. Did you hear the adhan, Muhammad? Did you hear the adhan, Muhammad? أسمعت الأذان يا محمد. Did you hear the أذان, O Muhammad? Number 2. نحن something كرة السلة اليوم. نحن لعبنا. We played. نحن لعبنا. لعب to play. لعبنا. We played. نحن لعبنا. We played. كرة السلة. كرة السلة اليوم. We played كرة السلة اليوم. We played netball today. Or basketball today. Number 3. أغسلتي قمصاني ومناديلي يا أمي. أغسلتي, did you wash? قمصاني, my shirts. ومناديلي, and my handkerchiefs. يا أمي. أغسلتي, did you wash? أغسلتي, he's speaking to his mother directly. Number 4. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. كتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. The teacher wrote the lesson on the board. Number 5. أنا something باب الفصل. أنا فتحت باب الفصل. أنا فتحت باب الفصل. I opened the classroom door. باب الفصل, door of classroom. وحامد وهشام وهشام وبلال what? Something النوافذ. Group of them open the windows. فتحوا النوافذ. فتحوا النوافذ. فتحوا النوافذ. Important. أنا فتحت باب الفصل. Whereas حامد, هشام and بلال فتحوا النوافذ. Plural. Number 6. A something. الدرس الجديد جيدا يا بنات. أفهمتن. Talking to a group of females. أفهمتن الدرس الجديد يا بنات. أفهمتن الدرس الجديد يا بنات. أفهمتن الدرس الجديد جيدا يا بنات. Did you people understand the lesson well, O my daughters? Number 7. زميلاتي something من الفصل بعد الدرس. زميلاتي something من الفصل بعد الدرس. زميلاتي خرجنا. زميلاتي خرجنا من الفصل بعد الدرس. My female friends exited the classroom after the lesson. Number 8. أسمثن القرآن بعد صلاة الفجر يا أبنائي. أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن. Obviously we will join here. So we would say أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن بعد صلاة الفجر يا أبنائي. أقرأتم القرآن بعد صلاة الفجر يا أبنائي. ممتاز. Number 9. أخي حافظ سورة الرحمن. أخي حافظ سورة الرحمن. My brother memorized سورة الرحمن. ما شاء الله. Number 10. أنا something. أنا بحثت. أنا بحثت. I something. عن قلمي ولكني ما وجدته. أنا بحثت. I searched. عن قلمي for my pen. ولكني but I ما وجدته. But I did not find it. أنا بحثت عن قلمي ولكني ما وجدته. But I did not find it. Number 11. من something هذه الحية. من قتل هذه الحية. Who killed the snake? من قتل هذه الحية. Who killed this snake? Number 12. Something القهوة يا مريم. أشربتي. Did you drink? أشربتي القهوة يا مريم. 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 Did you drink the coffee, O Maryam? Number 13. زملائي something. الموزة وأنا something العنب. زملائي أكلوا الموزة. زملائي أكلوا الموزة. My friends, my colleagues ate bananas. Ate the banana. وأنا something العنب. وأنا أكلت and I ate العنب and I ate the grape. جيد. Number 14. ما something فاطمة بنتها بالعصا. ما شاء الله. ما ضربت. Did not hit. ما ضربت. So we add in the word ما there. ما ضربت. Did not hit. ما ضربت فاطمة. فاطمة did not hit. بنتها. Her daughter. بالعصا with a stick. ما ضربت فاطمة بنتها بالعصا. فاطمة did not hit her daughter with a with a stick. Fatima did not hit her daughter with a stick. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. Exercise tamreen number 3. Ta'ammal ma yali. Ponder over the following. Zahaba. Zahaba means he went. Zahaba equals fi'il, which means he went. It also has within it a dhamir mustatir. Dhamir mustatir, and that indicates the fa'il. That indicates the fa'il, the doer. The doer is he. He did. Zahaba means he hit. Zahaba means he hit. Daraba means he hit. So what is the built-in doer? The built-in doer is huwa, which is he. Zahabu. Zahabu has within it zahaba, which means to go, which is the fi'il. Plus it's got that extra waw. And that extra waw is our fa'il, is our doer. What's the doer here? The doer here is a plural. The doer here is the plural. Hum zahabu. Whoever we're talking about. Example, tulab or mudarrisun, etc. It's they who are the doers, the fa'il. Zahabta has zahaba. It's made up of the fi'il, the verb, and it's got that ta. Zahabat. 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 This ta here is indicative that it is standing in for a female, standing in for a female, mamir mustatir, and so that is the fa'il, that is the dua. Where's Fatima? Zahabat. She went. Who went? Fatima. Fatima, the one we're talking about, she went. Zahabna. The same story. Jayid, zahabna, it has within it the zahaba, which is the verb, and then it has the noon, which is the fa'il. The noon is the fa'il, which is here indicative of a group of females. Zahabta has the zahaba and has anta, has the ta, you, the one I'm talking to. Zahabtum has the built-in zahaba, and it also has here, it has... It indicates a group. It indicates a group, you people. Jayid. Antum. Antum zahabtum. So if we say, you know, where are the tulab? We'd say, antum zahabtum ila al-masjidi. I'm asking them a question. These people are in front of me. Azahabtum ila al-masjidi. Azahabtum ila al-masjidi. Did you people go to the masjid? Talking to them directly. Who's the one being spoken to? These people in front of me. Zahabti. This is the female you are speaking to. She went. Anti zahabti. Anti zahabti has the zahaba, and it has the ta, and the ta here is the fa'il. It is the you, the female that one is speaking to. Zahabtunna, group of females. Zahabtu, I, talking about myself, the tu there is indicative of the fa'il, the doer. Zahabtu. Zahaba means to go. Who did the going to? Tu means who? Tu means myself, I. Zahabtu, I went. Zahabna, zahaba, and the na. Na means an indicative of we went. Na, indicative of we went. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. With that, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we move on to exercise number 4, insha'Allah. Ayyin al-fa'il. Fima yali. Jayid. Ayyin al-fa'il. Fima yali. So they want you to pick out the doer from the following words, insha'Allah. Ayyin al-fa'il. The first one being, kharajtu. Kharajtu. What does kharajtu mean? Kharajtu means I went. So who is the doer? Who is the doer of the action? What part of that kharajtu is indicative of the doer? Is it the kharaja? No, it is the tu. It is the part, the tu. That part there, that is indicative of the doer. What does the tu indicate? It indicates myself, the mutakallim, the one who's talking. Kharajtu, I went. Who did the wenting? Who did the going? It was myself. And the proof that is... The proof is the presence of the two. Walhamdulillah. If it was, for example, the word kharajta, then who did the going? Kharajta. It is the ta. And who is that? You, the person I'm speaking to. Walhamdulillah. Next one. Jalasna. We sat. Jalasna. We sat. Who did the action of sitting? We. What's the proof? Where's the dalil? It is the na. Na indicates we. Walhamdulillah. Sami'ti. Sami'ti. What does sami'ti mean? Sami'ti means you heard. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to a female, talking to her directly. She is the mukhatab. Asami'ti al-adhana. Did you hear the adhan? Jayid, sami'ti. So, who's doing the hearing? She, this woman who's in front of me. What's the proof there? The ti. Tu is myself. Ta is you, masculine. Ti is you, feminine. Next one. Sharibtunna, sharibtunna. What does sharibtunna mean? Sharibtunna means the group of females. Sharibtunna, group of females had drank. Group of females who are in front of me, who I'm talking to, etc. Antunna sharibtunna, antunna sharibtunna, antunna sharibtunna. That you people drank. So sharibtunna, sharibtunna. Sharibtunna, that is, sharibtunna is the ta is the fa'il. The ta is the fa'il. The ta is indicative of the fa'il. As for the noon at the end, that is indicative of it being in the plural form. As for the ta, that is the proof of the fa'il. The fa'il here being a group of females that I am speaking to. Antunna sharibtunna. So it is the ta which is the fa'il. As for the last noon, then that is a proof that it is in the plural. Alamatul jam'. It is the proof that it is in the plural. So it's the ta which is the proof of the fa'il, of the dua. Next one. Dakhalu. Dakhalu. They entered. Who entered? A group of men. Group of men entered. And what's the proof of the dua? It is the waw. The waw. That's the proof there. Who did the entering? These people that I'm talking about. Third person. Mumtaz. Next one. Hafizna. Hafizna. Jayid. Hafizna. A group of females. They memorized. Hafizna. Hafizna. Group of females, they memorize. What's the proof of the fa'il? Proof of the fa'il is the noon. The presence of that noon is the fa'il. Walhamdulillah. Hafizna, I'm talking about a group of females in America, and they memorize the Quran. Walhamdulillah. Akaltum. Akaltum, it's the two. It's the ta'de. Akaltum, you people ate. The two is our fa'il. Two, you people in front of me, you people have eaten. Fataha, he opened. Fataha, he opened. The fa'il, it's not clear. It's mustatir, it is hidden. Fataha means he opened. The he, it is built in. You don't really find a sign of it apparent. Fahimtunna. Fahimtunna, fahimtunna, you people understood. Fahimtunna, you people understood. Fahimtunna, and here again it is the tu which is the fa'il. Next one, katabta, you wrote. The ta is the fa'il, you wrote. Ghassalat, 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 she washed. Ghassalat, she washed. Ghassalat, she washed. Here also the fa'il, it is hidden. The ta here is indicative of it being feminine. The ta is indicative of it being feminine. As for the fa'il, the dua, it is understood. Ghassalat ummi, my mother washed. Ghassalat ummi, and so it is built in. Just like how ghassala, built in the huwa. Well, here, ghassalat, built in the hiya. Walhamdulillah. Next one. La'ibu, they played. La'ibu, they played. La'ibu, they played. La'ibu, kurat al-qadami, they played soccer. The waw, it is the sign of the fa'il. Dakhala, it is mustatir again. It is hidden. It's built in. It is huwa. He, dakhala, he entered. Dharabat, same story again. It is built in. Dharabat, hiya dharabat, she hit. It is built in. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. If, for example, you didn't really understand that the concept there very, very clearly, not an issue at all. Walhamdulillah. As long as you understand. Anta zahabta, you went. Talking to a guy. Anti zahabti, talking to a female. Excellent. As long as you understand. Aminatu zahabat, Amina went. Aminatu darabat, Amina hit. Sulaiman dakhala, Sulaiman entered. Walhamdulillah. As long as you understand how to use the verb in its various contexts, when it comes to singular and plural, when it comes to masculine and feminine, that's the most important matter. Walhamdulillah. Jamil. من الضمائر المتصلة, with regards to the ضمير which is متصل, which is joined, which is connected. ذهبت, ذهبت, you went. ذهبتي, you went, but to a female. ذهبت, I went. ذهبتم, you people went. ذهبتن, you people went, group of females. Wow. ذهبوا, group of guys or mixed group went. نون, ذهبنا, ذهبنا, جيد, ذهبنا, group of females who went, ذهبنا, we went, والحمد لله. And exercise number 6, ponder over the following. أين حامد خرج, where is حامد, خرج, he went. أين حامد خرج, he went. We can just stop there. This خرج, it has the fi'il within it, it has the verb, and it also has the huwa built in. We don't have to say huwa kharaja, we can just say kharaja. Aina aminatu kharajat, she went. We do not need to say hiya kharajat, we can just say kharajat. It indicates, it means she went. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, that covers exercise number 8. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will continue from here. But before we end off, insha'Allah, a few words, new words, insha'Allah, or words that we have covered, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Last of the new words we covered was the word uff. Uff, uff, we find in the Noble Quran, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uff, and don't even say uff to them, to who? To your parents, Allah musta'an. Then we find another word which begins with the alif, أَكَّدَ, يُؤَكِّدُ, أَكَّدَ, to emphasize something, أَكَّدَ, أَكَّدَ, تَأْكِيدًا. Jayid, we find, for example, we call something the noon at-tawkid. Noon at-tawkid, this is, you know, to emphasize, to make sure. Are you muta'akkid? Are you sure? Are you muta'akkid that he said we will meet at 3 p.m.? Are you muta'akkid? Muta'akkid. Are you 100% sure, etc.? Jayid. Another word, akala. Akala means to eat. If we order somebody to eat, we say kul. Kul bi yaminik, eat with your right hand. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the boy, Ya ghulam, sammillah, take the name of Allah, wa kul bi yaminik, and eat with your right hand. So akala means to eat, he ate. Akkalun, akkalun is somebody who eats excessively. Akkalun, somebody who eats excessively, morning, evening, night, 20 times a day. Allah musta'an. We find in the Noble Quran, akkaluna lissuht, akkaluna lissuht, that we find people who they enter into the forbidden, they eat that which is haram, they are dabbling and they are eating that which is haram. Akkaluna lissuht, they are eating and entering into the forbidden. Allah musta'an. The word illa, illa means except. La ilaha illa Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala, ala can mean verily, indeed. Example in the Noble Quran. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Ala, verily. Ala bi dhikrillah. Verily indeed, in the dhikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest, contentment. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Walhamdulillah. The word alf. Alf. I have alfu riyalin. I have 1,000 riyals. So alf is 1,000. Uluf, thousands. Thousands. Jayid. We find allafa bayna al-qulub. Allafa bayna al-qulub. To join between the hearts. We find the noble Quran. Fa'allafa bayna qulubikum. Fa'asbahtum bini'matihi ikhwana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined between the hearts. And then you became brothers to one another. So allafa yu'allifu means to join. To join between the hearts. Walhamdulillah. Also very, very close in meaning. Allafa kitaban. He wrote a book. To compile a book. To put together a book. So allafa kitaban. To write a book. Muallif is the author. Muallif is the author. Muallaf is the book which was authored. The book which was authored. And subhanAllah, look at the close relationship between the meaning. Because in this book, you put ideas together, you put the pages together, the writing together, and you put it all together, and then it forms a book. Well, same with regards to the hearts. To join up the hearts, to put the hearts together. We use the same word. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And to join, and to gather between the, together between the hearts. Walhamdulillah. Mumtaz. The word alam. I have an alam on my head. I have an alam on my hand. Alam is a pain. Alam means pain. Jayid. Alam, pains. Somebody says, for example, in the Noble Quran, the word alim. The word alim. Azabun alim. Painful punishment. Not alim. Alim with an ayn. This is the one who is knowledgeable. Alim. Alimum bidhati sudur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you have in your chest, etc., what you keep hidden. Whereas this word is with an alif. Alim. Alim. Jayid. Alam means pain, and so alim. Alim means painful. Azabun alim. Painful, painful punishment. Allahu musta'an. Almania. Somebody says, I'm going on safar to Almania. Where is he going? He is going to Germany. Germany. Almania, Germany. Ilah. Ilah is a deity. La ilah illa Allah. Excellent. Ilah, as for the word ilah, ilah means to. Ila al-mustashfa, to the hospital. Ila al-maktabati, to the library. Ila al-masjidi, to the masjid. Walhamdulillah. And the last one, the word am. Am means o. Am means or. So for example, we're asking like a question. I'm in Britannia. Anta am min America. I'm in Britannia. Anta am min America. Are you from Britain or from America? Are you from Britain or from America? Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah. Bi-Iznillahi Ta'ala. Before we end off this majlis, let us take a maxim from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, Surah Shura, verse number 30, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And whatever befalls you of a disaster, of a tribulation, it is due to what you've earned yourself. Allahu musta'an. Numerous verses in the Noble Quran dealing with the same concept and same meaning, brothers and sisters. When the disaster befalls, when we look at the ummah and we find that this ummah is being kicked around from pillar to post, left, right and center. When we look at our great disunity locally amongst the Muslims, etc., this is all due to what? This is all due to what we've earned with our own hands. Allahu musta'an. First thing we need to do is reflect. We need to ponder. We need to do soul searching. You know, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong that I am earning all of this? What are we doing wrong that we are earning all of this? Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. And so the wise one, when he is touched by tribulation, by disaster, the wise one, he looks into himself first. Is there some issue? Is it due to my sinning? Is it due to my shortcomings? Is it due to my faults? Is it due to my one sin after another, morning, evening, and night? Is it due to my oppression, etc.? Is it due to all of these matters? If, for example, it is due to these matters, well, then in reality, this tribulation was good for him. Why? Because at least it brought about some sort of change. At least it brought him to reflect and ponder and maybe correct his wrong ways. How many a person was touched by sickness, touched by loss, touched by disaster, and they changed their life around. So in reality, in hindsight, we say that that disaster was a benefit for him. That was not a ni'mah, but rather that was a ni'mah for that person, alhamdulillah. It brought that person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are touched by disaster, by calamity, by issues and problems, we need to look within ourselves. Is there something wrong? Is there some issue? Is there some problem? Am I falling short? Is it due to my sin? Is it due to my oppression? Is it due to my zulm, etc.? If, for example, this is all in order, it is not due to any of these, then alhamdulillah, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went through trials and tribulations and tests one after the other. This was not due to sinning. This was not due to what he earned with his own hand. This is rather, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, that the people who go through the greatest trials and tribulations are the anbiya, and then those who are closest to them. So this trial and tribulation could be due to your sinning, could be due to your faults and your wrongs, etc. And it could also be due to Allah testing you. Allah testing you independently of these matters. Alhamdulillah, you are from the awliya of Allah. You don't fall into any of this wrong. Rather, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise you in your ranks. Alhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. If we had to ponder over the first one, that how much we've earned due to our wrongs, how much insan has earned due to his wrongs. Look at Fir'aun, look at Qarun, look at the sinning that they fell into. Look at, there's no one better than me, nobody greater than me. Iblis, he was in the company of the angels, but due to his sinning, he was removed from that company, Allah musta'an. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, when we are touched by calamity or disaster, tribulation, we need to reflect, we need to ponder. And right now, currently, we need to ponder over our state, the state of the Muslim Ummah. And what is the Muslim Ummah except your local masjid politics, which have been magnified onto an international level? Allah musta'an. Within our local masjid, how many issues, how many problems? Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Yes, myself and yourself, we will not be able to join all the Muslims around the globe or every person that we interact with. We will not be able to get them onto one wavelength. We will not get them all to agree on all matters, etc. Impossible. We will not be able to get all of them to at least be tolerant of one another. Impossible for me to do that. Impossible for you to do that. But what I do have the ability to do is what? Is to ensure that I am not part and parcel of the problem. I should not be part and parcel of the problem. My tongue must not be used to further dissent amongst the Muslims, to further the friction amongst the Muslims. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which does not benefit. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.